Blog Talk Radio.
Carmen, for joining me tonight. Unfortunately, my co-producer won't be able to attend tonight, but the word says wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in the midst. But I just want to update that word to let you know that.
Hello? Hello?
Hi?
Oh, it's just you and I? What happened?
Uh-oh. I think we lost the messenger.
Wow.
Okay, what do we got?
Just you and I, sister.
Let's go blue. He's going to kill us. That's so strange.
Yeah, I know he's had problems on his end with his equipment.
I think they both had it, a week or so ago.
Right. Wow.
I went to church today, and it started out.
Here we go.
Welcome back.
You're back, messenger? Hello? Maybe
one of the producers has to be there.
Right.
I need you.
Hello?
Just me.
It's just us again. So
okay.
Now maybe you can tell.
You're
back.
I'm back.
Oh, okay. Sister Pern, I was getting ready to have a conversation.
Yeah, okay.
I thought the ministry started because we got in trouble. room.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened on that, but we are here.
Okay.
But as I was stating, that song, I know we've been talking about it for a little while now, but that's a really, really, really deep song. And it's a message that we've been trying to get across to people to let them know just how important we are. We've got to be able to come to that understanding and to that knowledge of who we are, because when we come to that knowledge, it's amazing how we can change some of what may seem like the ugliest situations into something very, very positive. When you know that all things are working together for the good, it just does something to us and for us. So before I lost my connection and stuff, I was asking the sisters, how is everyone today? I hate to have you repeat it, but I didn't hear it. I lost connection. But how was everybody's day today?
I had an awesome day.
Hey!
Yeah,
this
see
another
that y'all
boy.
Ain't recognize. Hey. Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. I had a great day also. I can't complain.
Beautiful. All right. I'm glad to see my co-producer. He started to skip out, but he was able to get here. It's just something about showing up and being able to show out with regards to the glory and the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened to my connection, but we're going on anyhow.
Okay.
My brother, you had a good day? What's new with you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had a very good day. Very good day.
Very
got
good
a lot
day.
Of stuff done today.
Okay. Did you stop and listen to the man tell you some more stories?
What man? Where you at? No. I had some other business to take care of.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, not today. No, but I'm feeling good. Just got, you know, a couple of business matters I'm trying to clean up.
Cool.
Oh, okay. All right. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I do give thanks for the willpower and the knowledge to know that I can complete what it is I need to complete. So I give
all
thanks
right.
for remembering.
Okay, now I'm back. And that's one of the things that we've got to be mindful of. And as I was saying earlier, we've got to just give thanks, because when we stop and start to look at things for just what they really are, then we have reason to rejoice, because what it is that people are trying to take for bad, to bring you down, you and the knowledge of who you are, you don't allow that to bring you down. That saying that cream rises to the top, and we've got the purest cream possible. Because we are part of the body of God, we have no choice if we allow ourselves but to rise to the top. And so I just want to encourage everyone during these difficult times that those that are walking in darkness want to try and bring to us, just to remember who you are and to count it all joy. I have to start learning to laugh some of the silly stuff that they don't even know what's happening. Learn to laugh that off and keep it moving, walking in the glory and in the knowledge that you are part of the body of God. There are so many out there that think what they're doing is I say think, but to a great extent, I don't think they really think that. I just think that it's a process, or it is something that they have come to believe, or they come to want you to believe. And what I'm referring to is I'm referring to those that, for some reason or another, all of a sudden God has called them to preach. I just want to just say to you that God has called us all to be messengers, to just spread the good news. And that does not mean that you have to be a preacher. There is nothing to preach about. What you need to be more than a preacher is a teacher, and a teacher that is leading by example. Let my light so shine that men and women may see my good works and glorify the God in me. Not me preaching and beating them upside the head, but just by the way that I'm living. This is how we are to spread the word. Now, I'm not saying that you can't talk to people about it, but part of this religious culture is you've got to have a head. There is only one head. There is only one head. We're all part of the body, but we have to understand that being part of the body, regardless of what part you are, it doesn't matter, because you're all part of the body, and none of it can function without the other part. So that's what it means by there is no big eyes of little you when you're in God, because you come to understand that we are all just one. That was my own special little sound effects.
Amen.
So now I'm going to try this one more time. And I'm going to just ask, with this being Sunday, after being able to go throughout this week and deal with the different situations that daily living has brought, just expound on with the whole podcast, just sharing just how you've been working with the God in you to help brighten, help you see things, help you better understand the daily living of what's going on. So I just want to open up the mics to everybody that we can share as a Sunday is our wind down, relaxed day, and just want to share for what a glorious week that we were able to experience in spite of what we might call little setbacks or whatever. But when you look at the big picture and understand that all things are working for the good, just expound a little bit on how knowing who you are is helping to make things better and easier for you.
Okay.
Well, I started off. Well, this week I had the opportunity to attend a council with a bunch of folks that ain't really crazy about me, the other presidents of my local union. And we got down into Cleveland, had a nice time. So I attempted to make the peace. And I apologize to my fellow presidents and the local president for the manner in which I delivered my thoughts previously. Not for what I said, but for how I said it, because, again, I'm going to maintain truth to myself. And it was so funny. After I said that, and I asked him, I said, well, having said that, my sincere question to you would be, what do I need to do now so that I can resume my position? It's kind of funny because back in the day, probably had a different result. But his response to that was, as long as I am local president, you'll never go back in that job. I'm like, okay, we're going to play hardball like that. But you know what, though? And again, I stayed there another day and a half, contribute to the conversation. because when he said that, I want you to know that as those words were coming out of his mouth, they just reflected off of me, man, and they definitely didn't
Amen.
Penetrate. And what I want to say to him, I wanted to tell him so bad, you might want to change your tone because I might have a position for you next year. But you keep that kind of talk up. You keep that kind of talk up, man. I can't use you, man. Yeah, so he came off, and again, what happened there was he showed his true colors to the branch because, again, if you are a leader training and motivating, and again, you got to have resilience. Everything ain't going to go right. And again, out of this whole deal, I'm the one that got the short end, but I'm the one trying to make the peace. And I guess I said some pretty hard things about him. And to this day, I still maintain the truth. But it didn't even affect me. All I could look at when he said that, all I could say was, well, as long as your local president, well, I'm going to go to work with all what they, I said, like Michael Corleone said, with all my power to make sure that you're not the local president. And I told you got the power right now. You're misusing it. But it's okay because, again, I'm going to come at my members with a more informed campaign. And I'm just going to run. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and that is I'll run that race to be local president. And there is nothing that I can see or can't see that's going to stop that. That train is coming through your town. That train coming through your town. And again, because I believe that, sometimes you stay in a position too long. And again, I don't think I need to say anything negative about you that your members don't know. I don't mean to take a page all the way out of Shelley Obama's book, but I just want to educate you on what we could be. I know what we are. Yeah, everybody know what we are. But let me show you with the leadership of Ken Hines what we could be. But my point being is even after he delivered that news, embarrassing, shocking, whatever his effect was, it meant nothing to me. Because I still fellowship with the rest of the folks, even those who I know said some really nasty things with me. No, it was important for me to speak to you. Because it's important for me to know you can always disagree with me, man. I mean, unless I've hurt you or your family, that shouldn't stop us from saying hello.
Right.
Yeah. So, I live in the knowledge of knowing that I speak in the atmosphere. I mean, 59 years I've been preparing for this next position. Through management, through all the trials that I've gone through in the post office, it makes me the superiorly qualified candidate. And again, I'm just going to go after, in so many words, what's rightfully mine, and that is to be the elected president. And so that's my testimony, man. You know, that's not even a testimony. That's my stories of what's happening. And it just goes to show, again, and I say, back in the day, you know, you would say something to me like that. You know, probably a little different outcome in the game. Might have been a little altercation, but that's not even important. If you want to, show the people that you have no understanding, but you want to sell the fact of like Donald Trump, if you agree with me, if you disagree with me, I'll make you disappear. Well, I'm going to continue to disagree with you, but I'm going to reappear larger than life.
All right. Because brother left on record, blessed are the peacemakers.
That's right.
I didn't say that. I didn't say turn the other cheek.
I know.
Okay, blessed are the peacemakers.
Okay.
And we have to understand that.
I'm sorry. My philosophy is duck. Don't turn another cheek. Yeah, I don't want you to hit me once, man. So I'm a duck, man.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
But no, that's a good analogy to use, because we're misinterpreting and we're misunderstanding things. Now, I understand what you mean as far as turn the other cheek, but we have what is known as heavenly wisdom. And we know with that heavenly wisdom that if somebody slap you, and I'm just using that as an analogy, that if somebody keeps slapping you, that's going to hurt. So that turn the other cheek doesn't necessarily mean let them slap you on the other cheek. What it means is, okay, because they've tried to hurt you, don't you go back at them tit for tat. But it doesn't mean to stand there and just let them keep taking advantage of you.
Right.
Yeah, it's just that we're not going to do evil for evil or wrong for wrong. We're not going to do that. We're going to turn the other cheek as far as not really letting the thunder out on you. Because what we know, and the reason why we can do that is because we know that God has set up within this universe, and nobody can stop it, the fact that what a man or a woman sow, they shall reap.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing that it's coming back to you is good enough. I can go on with my life because I don't need to worry about that. So when we speak of turning the other cheek, we've got to look at it in a different perspective and stop thinking that we are supposed to be so docile and so humble per se that we just let people walk. We have too much knowledge, too much greatness for anyone to be walking over us.
Right.
But then we also have that same knowledge and greatness to know that we aren't to walk over anybody else.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
So that's how we have to begin to see that and not take it as, you know, an eye for an eye per se. That eye for an eye is that eye that they gave, they'll have to take it because it's coming back to them. And I didn't have anything to do with it. They did it themselves. And if you remember a couple of our podcasts a while back, I mentioned to us that whatever is happening to us is happening because of something that we set in motion. And this is that we have this whole universe at our command. And all we need to do is speak it, visualize it, and it will come into existence. And I'm speaking from the good. I don't want us sitting around visualizing people getting hit by buses and stuff of that nature. We don't want to do that. We want to visualize people that are in darkness coming to the light, coming to better understand not only who they are, but who we are. Love ye one another as yourself. And we've got to learn a little patience to understand that it took us a while to get to the point that we are, and we still have so much further to go. So it's about meekness and kindness, but not in the, I don't know the correct word, but not in the term of being, for lack of a better word, as God works with me, just being a punk about things. We don't need to be a punk. We are part of the royal family. So we don't need to be a punk or be afraid of anything. As the brother was saying, when you stand on the truth, there is boldness in that truth, and that takes away all of whatever it is that somebody might consider being submissive or timid or anything like that when you stand on the truth, because you can stand on the truth with authority.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And if you're standing on the truth and you're standing up for things, you can also wear Nike sneakers.
Sure you can.
All right now.
Come on, man. everybody got quiet like that was a revelation.
All right.
Yeah, you can wear Nike.
I know a couple of people got Nike, well, had Nikes on today or sometime or another. Sister
sure
Perk, you got some Nikes? Sister Perk, you got Nikes?
I have a pair or two in my home.
Oh, okay. All right.
and absolutely, I'd buy them all if I could.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You're not burning none, are you? I'm not telling
you
to wear them, are you?
No way. Hey. I support Colin Kaepernick.
Oh,
that's
well,
right.
I'm not even saying it for that, because it's to each his own. I'm just saying if you spent your money to buy them, I don't see no reason to burn them. For whatever
right? Are you? Are they special? I mean, the people that are doing the burning.
Right.
Come on.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you're in darkness. You just don't see it. You're in darkness, and that's why we have to let our light shine so much brighter, so that people can see the good work and understand that it's not you or I, but it is the God in us. And that is what is so important. And this is how we're going to help people better understand what's going on.
Amen.
I like the light.
That's right.
Because you got to understand, whatever it is that's done in the dark, guess where it's going to come?
To the light.
To the light.
So
that's
if it's
right.
going to come, why not just have it there? We just bring
that's
it in
right.
the light. And when you bring it in the light, one of the other things of what you're doing is, as the brother said, you are being truthful with self. And that is important. Because you can't live a lie. You have to be truthful with self. But you have to know self. And if you be who you are, you have no choice but to be truthful. But when you're trying to please and get the respect and adoration of other people, then you can't truly be self. You should be able to receive the approval and adoration from you being yourself. And then it makes the job that much easier. Because I got no choice but to be me. But if I have to start worrying about, am I going to please this person or that person, then I'm taking myself out of the equation, and that leads to the disappointment. That leads to misunderstandings. And that leads to not being able to have the joy that you have, because you know that you're not living your truth. And so it's important for us to remember that that's part of who we are. We are truthful. Now, there's a time and place, so that don't mean every time somebody do or say something wrong, you are to scold them or whatever right then and there. There's a time and place. But if we listen to the spirit within us, it will give us that time and that place. And my brother, I say to you that that time and that place for Mr. President is coming.
Amen.
One way or the other, it's coming.
Amen.
No, no
and
doubt,
it,
man.
And
I don't worry about that, man.
I know you.
You know
what, I
say this. If you give it your all and it don't come, then it's easy to understand that it ain't for you.
That's right.
But that's for me, though. Yeah, that's for me.
Dang.
Yeah, that's for me. That's what I do. Hey, but listen. It comes that time when we have to get ready to say goodnight. So I thank everyone for joining the podcast this evening. And remember, spread the word, because, you know, we're still growing. And I know it's going to be a mega podcast real soon. But the word is what's important. Even if people didn't listen to the podcast, but we were able to engage them in conversation and share the message, that's really just as good. So to everybody, I wish you have a wonderful week. We're off to a good start because we're all alive. And it can only go uphill from here. So this is Ace to Age, co-producer of Haj to Haj Podcast Radio and Blog Talk Radio, saying, remember, get out there, let's vote, let's support our Democratic candidates so that we can kind of balance the scale. Hey, that's all I have tonight. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.
God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. And we'll leave on that. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.